Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about people they know. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says is a good characteristic of the person. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker regards as a bad characteristic of the person. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
James is someone who stands by his friends. Once you're a friend of his, you're always a friend of his. It doesn't matter what you do or what other people say about you, he's a friend for life. We've had our ups and downs over the years, but that's one of the things I really like about him. Strangely enough, though, he has a completely different side to him, and he often comes out with things I would regard as offensive and personally insulting. He's not exactly what you'd call tactful. He just comes right out and says what's on his mind.
Speaker 2.
Nothing fazes Alex. Whatever happens, she just takes it in her stride and gets on with life, which is what I really admire about her. She's been through all sorts of changes and problems, but she's always managed to do whatever she has to do in the circumstances. She doesn't expect things to go her way or stay the same all the time. There are lots of issues I don't discuss with her, though. She's got her own very fixed opinions, and she simply won't listen to any alternative point of view.
Speaker 3.
What people don't necessarily notice about Tammy is how sharp she is. She doesn't miss anything, and she can see right through people. When everyone else is talking about something that's happened, she gets straight to the heart of the matter. She's hardly ever wrong either. Of course, most people she knows don't realise this, because she isn't very talkative, and she generally lets other people lead the conversation. If she was more outgoing, didn't hold back so much, people would have a much higher opinion of her.
Speaker 4.
I know that some people laugh at Jessie and think she's a bit of a fool and, well, she does come out with some outrageous things and make some very public mistakes. But the great thing about her is she never lets any of that get to her. She just carries on believing in herself, never doubting for a minute that what she's doing is the right thing. What I don't like so much, though, is her tendency to have tantrums when things don't go her way. That kind of behaviour is just plain embarrassing for someone of her age.
Speaker 5.
Chris is one of those people who never gives up. If he wants to do something, he carries on however badly things are going or whatever setbacks he has. I think that's a great strength of his. He never knows when he's beaten. One problem, though, is that he thinks everyone else should do the same. And he never makes allowances for other people's weaknesses. Because he thinks life is tough, and you have to be hard, he has no time for people who complain about their problems.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
James is someone who stands by his friends. Once you're a friend of his, you're always a friend of his. It doesn't matter what you do or what other people say about you, he's a friend for life. We've had our ups and downs over the years, but that's one of the things I really like about him. Strangely enough, though, he has a completely different side to him, and he often comes out with things I would regard as offensive and personally insulting. He's not exactly what you'd call tactful. He just comes right out and says what's on his mind.
Speaker 2.
Nothing fazes Alex. Whatever happens, she just takes it in her stride and gets on with life, which is what I really admire about her. She's been through all sorts of changes and problems, but she's always managed to do whatever she has to do in the circumstances. She doesn't expect things to go her way or stay the same all the time. There are lots of issues I don't discuss with her, though. She's got her own very fixed opinions, and she simply won't listen to any alternative point of view.
Speaker 3.
What people don't necessarily notice about Tammy is how sharp she is. She doesn't miss anything, and she can see right through people. When everyone else is talking about something that's happened, she gets straight to the heart of the matter. She's hardly ever wrong either. Of course, most people she knows don't realise this, because she isn't very talkative, and she generally lets other people lead the conversation. If she was more outgoing, didn't hold back so much, people would have a much higher opinion of her.
Speaker 4.
I know that some people laugh at Jessie and think she's a bit of a fool and, well, she does come out with some outrageous things and make some very public mistakes. But the great thing about her is she never lets any of that get to her. She just carries on believing in herself, never doubting for a minute that what she's doing is the right thing. What I don't like so much, though, is her tendency to have tantrums when things don't go her way. That kind of behaviour is just plain embarrassing for someone of her age.
Speaker 5.
Chris is one of those people who never gives up. If he wants to do something, he carries on however badly things are going or whatever setbacks he has. I think that's a great strength of his. He never knows when he's beaten. One problem, though, is that he thinks everyone else should do the same, and he never makes allowances for other people's weaknesses. Because he thinks life is tough, and you have to be hard, he has no time for people who complain about their problems.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. Then your supervisor will collect all the question papers and answer sheets.